Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello. Hello.
Dirty Work Wednesday. Let's see Morning Zoo.
I have a little problem.
Must be out of your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it. I went for it, and I am so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
Dirty Work Wednesday on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Ben.
Hey, Ben, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So I need you guys to help me find out some stuff about this girl that I'm dating right now. The thing is, like, I really like her, and if she finds out that I'm asking this stuff, I know there's going to be drama, and I don't, you know, want any kind of drama.
Okay, so you have questions you need answered, but you like your name to stay out of it as much as possible.
Yes, please. If she finds out that I even called you guys, I am in big trouble, so I'm not even using my real name right now.
Okay, so Ben is a made-up name.
Yes.
Okay. So what kind of stuff are you trying to find out exactly?
All right, so here's the story. I started a new job back in August, and that's where I met Sarah, the girl that I'm dating right now.
Okay. And is Sarah her actual name, or is that name made up too?
No, that's her actual name. Actual name is Sarah.
Okay. So you got a new job and a new girl during COVID. You are like the one person who is actually winning 2020 right now.
Well, let me tell you what happened on Saturday.
Okay. All right. So what happened?
So on Saturday, I wanted to stay home, watch college football. She wanted to go out to eat. So we compromised, went to so we could do both. Plus, you know, we could sit outside, keep our distance from everybody.
Okay. Smart move.
So we eat. We have a few drinks. Game hits halftime. I tell her, hey, this is a perfect time for us to leave so we can get back to my place for the second half. I give her my card. I tell her to pay the bill. When the waitress comes, I'm going to get the car, pull it up. The parking lot was, you know, kind of far away.
Okay.
So I just about get to my car. Another car pulls up alongside me. The window opens. This random woman says, hey, excuse me, was that Summer Wild that you were eating with? And so I go, I don't think so. And she looks at me and goes, well, tell her that Denise from Crystal says hi, and I'm glad she turned her life around. She said, tell her I follow her on Instagram. I'm glad she isn't with Tommy anymore. And then she drives away.
Okay. That's weird enough, I guess.
Well, it gets weirder. So I pick up Sarah and I go, hey, there was some lady in the parking lot. She asked if you were Summer Wise. She said, congrats on getting your life together or something. And when I said that, she looked at me like she saw a ghost or something.
Uh-oh.
So I said, I think she said her name was Denise, and Sarah just goes, oh, yeah, I used to work with her a long time ago. So then I ask her, well, who is Tommy? She was glad you weren't with Tommy. And without even looking at me, she goes, it was just a guy. And that was it. The whole car ride home, she did not say a single word.
Oh, wow. Okay, so, all right, so there's a lot to unpack here. So she said Summer W***. Is that Sarah's last name? Okay. And did you ask her about that? Like the whole Sarah versus Summer thing?
No. So I was more concerned about the whole this guy thing, like who this guy was.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have been more concerned about the whole she finally got her life together thing. Like, what does that even mean? Like, was she on heavy drugs and in rehab or something? Or like, does that mean?
Didn't you say the lady from Denise, you said she said from Crystal, right? As in rehab for crystal meth or something?
I mean, so she either said from Crystal or from Crystals. So I thought maybe like it was like a hair salon or something like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that could be. Okay, so you would like to know what exactly?
I mean, that's the thing. Like, I don't know. I mean, I guess I kind of want to know why when I met her, she told me her name was Sarah, but now I find out it's Summer. Plus, like, what exactly happened with this other guy? And she has told me nothing about him.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, like, I want to find out, but I feel like if she thinks I'm snooping into her life, she's going to get real upset.
I gotcha. And you like this girl, so you don't want to upset her.
Right, yeah, like, I seriously like her. I was going to ask her to move in with me at Christmas because she's been living with a girlfriend of hers right now, and I was going to ask if she wanted to live with me instead.
Oh, wow. So there's a lot riding on this.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. So sit tight. We'll try to figure this out for you. We're going to need Sarah's phone number. And did you want to stay on the line while we call her and listen, or are you going to hang up and listen on your radio?
Well, I don't want her to find out that I'm listening, so I'll probably hang up.
Well, we can put you on mute if you want. So she'll never know.
Yeah, that's fine, I guess.
Okay, hang on. When we come back, we will have to think of a way to get the backstory on Sarah, who may or may not used to have been Summer, who may or may not have been on crystal meth with some guy named Tommy. We'll find out when we come back.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Sarah, please?
This is Sarah. Who's this?
Hey, Sarah, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio show. Nick, Ashley, and Shaggy on Z104. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
We're great. So the reason we're calling you this morning is because we're doing a segment on our show called Forgive or Forget. Basically, it's where one person apologizes to another person, and that person has to decide whether they forgive them or they just want to forget them, okay?
Okay.
So the person who called us this week is Tommy. I guess you guys have some history together, right?
Yeah, you could say that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we kind of wanted to get the backstory on that before we move on. So how did you two meet each other?
Wait, I'm sorry. Am I on the radio right now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I really don't want to be on the radio. This isn't a part of my life that I want people knowing about.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine with us. I just wanted to know how you guys met each other. That's all.
Yeah, no, I understand. But this, you know, that part of my life is over now, so I'd rather not relive it.
Okay. I'll tell you what, to make it easy, why don't we just do this? Just give me three words, a person, a place, and a thing that describe how you met. You don't have to explain anything. Just give me person, place, thing.
Okay. Person would be Tommy, place would be DC, and the thing would be Crystal City Restaurant.
Oh, okay. You said Crystal City Restaurant. Is that where you know Denise from?
I'm sorry. I really don't feel like talking about this.
Okay.
And whatever Tommy told you guys, it's probably a total lie. And I don't want to hear from him ever again. So I'm going to hang up.
Okay, wait. Before you hang up, just one more question real quick. Why did Tommy call you Summer and not Sarah? So the mystery continues, I guess, Ben. Shaggy, unmute Ben for me so he can talk. Ben, I guess the mystery continues?
Yeah, I mean, as long as she doesn't know I called you guys, it's fine.
Actually, no, I just solved the mystery. I can tell you what it is.
Okay, Detective Ashley, what is your theory?
So it's not a theory. I just Googled Crystal City Restaurant, and guess what? It's not a restaurant. It's a strip club.
It's a what?
Google it. It's Google Crystal City Restaurant and see what comes up right now.
Oh, you got a second. Crystal City
Restaurant.
Crystal City Restaurant. There it is. Oh my God. Crystal City Restaurant. Gentlemen's Club, mm-hmm. locally known as CCR,
yep.
established in 1963, has been providing quality food and live adult entertainment in the DC metro area for 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a restaurant, but it's really a strip club.
Yeah, but that would explain who Denise was. Like, she probably worked there with her, and it would definitely explain why someone would change their name after they left.
Yeah, maybe Sarah is her real name, but Summer was the name that she went by when she performed, I guess. Like, Well, I got to say, though, Ben, this place looks, I mean, this looks really nice. Like, it's not a dumpy strip club. This place looks really high end.
Like, maybe it's one of those places all the pro athletes go when they're in town.
Yeah, it could be, like the ones down in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Ben, does Sarah seem to have, like, a lot of money stashed away?
Yeah, like dollar bills, like really crinkly, stinky ones.
No, I mean, does she seem financially independent?
Not really. I mean, she's still crashing at her friend's place until she finds her own apartment.
Okay.
And, like, that's why I was going to ask her to move in with me.
Okay, so, all right, well, about that, now do you, now that you know what we think we know, does that change anything?
I don't know, man. I mean, like, I wish she would have just been honest with me about it in the first place.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she didn't lie to you. She just said it's a part of her life that she wanted to forget.
That's true. It's not like you asked her, like, hey, did you ever work in a strip club? And she flat out said no. She just never mentioned it. Maybe what you should do is sit down with her and say something like, hey, I want you to know if there's anything in your past you feel like getting off your chest, you can talk to me.
Oh, she's definitely gotten a lot off of her chest before. So.
you are not helping. All right. So listen, Ben, I'm gonna be really curious what happens here. So if you feel like it, can you call us back after you talk to her?
I'm not really sure that I'm going to even have that conversation. But if I do, like, I'll call back. I'll let you know.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck, man.
Damn, yeah, thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.